Hey, this is porn star Laura, and you are listening to part two of the November 20th Jimmy Dean Show.
If nothing else, we got good bumper music. The show may suck, but we got some damn good intro and outro music.
Hey, we try, we try.
Welcome back to the Jimmy Doan Show.
Welcome back to part two, Jimmy Doan.
Jimmy Doan.
Mid-November.
We're turkey.
We never told the date.
That's right.
It is. November 20th.
Jeez, already.
2007.
Yeah, 2007.
It's amazing.
It is
28,
really amazing.
No, I think maybe only 20 shipping days till Christmas.
Is that what it is?
Something.
Okay, that's
this
good.
Is our turkey show.
This is our turkey show. That's right. We're going to go down and have turkey here.
I know. I'm taking off work tomorrow to mix it just because I know I'm taking off for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, moving all right along. You want to talk about Barry Bonds, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, Dr. Bonds.
That's right.
Okay. Barry Bonds.
Injection man himself. Baby.
If you don't know who Barry Bonds is, turn on the TV.
Yeah, that's right.
The Barry
Bonds channel.
Right. He's a baseball player.
If you don't know who he is, go buy a TV.
That's right. That's right. First of all, you have to learn. You don't even have to learn English. You just have to buy a radio or TV, and you'll know who Barry Bonds is.
Yeah,
okay,
he is our current home run king, both in the single season record holder and the all-time record holder, just beat Hank Aaron. And
and there's a funny thing about him, because when he started his career, he was kind of like a normal looking dude, but now he's gained some weight.
He seemed to have bulked up a tad.
He's been in the gym.
Gained
a little weight in the neck and in the arms and in the torso and in the legs and in the toes and
then
but he lost it in the nads.
Hey, look, that's just weight transference, okay?
Right.
It's like global climate change.
So he did it. So he did it.
Okay, so he jacked up on a little steroids here and
just
there.
Just a few, once or twice.
Okay, but the point is here is that he's a baseball player. Okay?
Yeah.
That's all he ever did. He's a baseball player. He's not a baseball player who a dog fighting ring.
He did not carry
cocaine in those pants.
No.
Across the border.
He did not kill his ex-girlfriend and Ron Goldman.
No.
All he ever did was play baseball. And what happened was that the feds showed up. They said, you seem to have grown. They get a hold of an old test. Which has no validity in the law. I'm thinking they'll be able to get this test excluded, or if at least excluded, they'll be able to get the jury to disregard
this
it.
This is
in
a
large
piss test you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well, of course, there's a chain of command on those things, right?
Right.
What do they call it? A chain of
custody.
Right.
Well, what happens is every time they collect any evidence at all, it has to go directly from the officer that collects it to the collection officer, to the evidence room officer, and they all sign a particular form.
If it's out of anybody's view for any time at all, too bad.
Right.
Sorry, no
that
good.
They must have a lot of donut dust on it by the time.
Powdered sugar all over the thing. And some jelly. But his has nothing on it.
Jelly donut coming.
Hey, jelly donut-y.
And so I don't think they're going to be able to get him in the end, but this is a four-year investigation, okay?
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
At minimum. Into a baseball player, and now he faces 30 years in prison, okay, for a victimless crime.
This defines victim. People a lot of times will say, if you do cocaine in your house, or you're an alcoholic, or you do or marijuana, that you affect your family, yada, yada, yada. So this is Barry, this is a baseball player. You know what happened is
he's
hits
made
some extra
millions of dollars.
Who did he hurt?
Yeah,
right.
Those couch potatoes, all those Bud Light drinking couch potatoes. You know, who loved baseball. That's who he hurt.
Right. Because he made them sit there and watch the TV more because he was good at hitting home runs.
Right.
No,
yeah.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. It's absolutely.
These are people that have way too
ridiculous.
Much time on their hands. This is what happens at a police state.
It's absolutely.
Exactly. And it's the same thing that happened.
Ridiculous.
They're going to try to get him for lying. It's the same thing that happened to Martha Stewart and Scooter Libby. I mean, and I couldn't figure out what the heck this is all about, but our D.C. correspondent wrote in and explained it to us very clearly. And I didn't realize this until after he said it. Martha Stewart is a woman. Scooter Libby has the gayest name in D.C.
Wait. Let me get.
Okay. Here I go. But your blick.
those of you who do not know, that is from Lethal Weapon. What is it? Number one or two? It's Joe Pesci. Yeah. And when in order to divert the attention, they went into
Two or three is what it is.
Okay, and they went into the South African embassy, and they said he went in there and said he wanted to have
Officer Murtaugh.
Officer Murtaugh wanted to migrate to South Africa. And then he brought him in, and the guy turned around and says, But
you're black.
You have to be there. I don't know, for some reason, this is a super inside Jimmy Jones special. And when Joe Pesci, we continually roll on the floor every time.
It's funny because you're explaining this, but there's like 418 other little events like that Jimmy just assumes everybody knows. when that's not necessarily the case. If we stopped to explain every innuendo or inside joke, shit, we'd be here all night.
We've already been here a fair chunk of it.
In my point.
Okay, so anyway, what he said was the reason that they're after him is they're headhunters, and they're after him because he's black.
He's black.
And so as you've mentioned, 30 years for what? Yeah. Speaking.
You got it. Everybody should take a look.
The whole point is on this, and this you've really nailed it, and that is they're going to send him 30 years for lying to the... You're not allowed to lie to the cops. They're allowed to lie to you, of course. You're not allowed to shoot the cops. They're allowed to shoot you. What's interesting is they're sending him for 30 years, and I think that arguably anybody, even people listening to the Jimmy Jones Show, would agree that Bill Clinton lied to the grand jury.
Right.
And he got what? Millions of dollars and his lovely wife.
He's about to be the first.
And he's about
that's open for.
And he's about to be. He's about to be the first guy or whatever.
First guy.
And when she wins. But I mean, the point is that he didn't suffer any ill effects, obviously from his BJ, whatever it was, and lying about it. And
he had a lot of protection with that woman
that Barry doesn't get.
Miss Lewinsky.
Yeah, whatever you call sexual relations. Yeah, Bill. I made that one up, and it doesn't include sex or blowjob.
Yeah.
Barry Bonds, I mean, why are they going after this baseball player? I mean, this is just insane.
And again, the same thing with Counselor, the same thing with Scooter Libby and with Martha. It's not the original offense that
right.
They are off. They didn't do that.
They didn't even charge the original offense.
But they're going to get you on lying. And I think it's my same thing that I have on gun control. You know, I'm all for gun control. You first. The deal is if you're going to allow the cops to lie, then you allow the other guy to lie. I mean,
gun control is using both hands.
Baby. That's it. Didn't Reagan have he had a great one? He says, "I do not recall."
If you don't say that, you cannot recall till you're gray, green in the gills, and that's apparently you get away with that, right?
Yes.
Okay, but the big problem is you, and of course the question would be if they asked him, "Did you use steroids?" If he said, "Hell yeah, I did," I mean, would he be going to jail for anything?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. For what? What was the charge?
Well, I mean, then they could have charged him with steroid use. I mean, in that particular investigation where he...
Go to jail for that?
Oh, yeah. That's what they're talking about. We're talking about steroid use is not as bad as lying to him.
Right. I love that. Obviously not. I love that. It's not as bad as lying
to him. And the thing is that they get him on four counts of lying. Like, you lied when we asked you that same question a few minutes ago.
Right.
And then when we said something close to that just a few seconds ago.
Yeah.
And so you get 5 years for each one.
Right. I do not dispute it. I merely state that it is wrong.
Woo! Yeah. I mean, poor
the
Barry,
Jimmy
man.
Dolan Show.
I just can't believe it. And I can't believe, here you are seeing this guy, in my opinion, you can be a purist, baseball, whatever, but he is an American-type hero. I mean, he is a baseball player who rose up out of the ghetto, whatever it is, millions of dollars, have everything, and they're going to send him to prison.
Baseball bad, good to me.
Okay. Here I go. But you're black.
But your man never gets old.
Oh, no, it never does. That is, for some reason, there's about as you mentioned, Jack, there's about 100 things or whatever that we only have to say, like, one word.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, it brings
tears
back
to
our eyes. Luxury. That kind of stuff. So, oh, my God.
Run away!
Flesh wound. That which reminds me, speaking of flesh wound, I sent you the Ahmed We talked about the Ahmed last time.
The suicide bomber.
Suicide bomber, but I didn't realize there's a 10-minute version.
Yeah, and I haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
Oh, it's hysterical because he brings in, of course, the guy's just a genius.
I'll post it. Jack knows that I'll post it.
That's right. It's a 10-minute version of Ahmed, but again, Ahmed, they said, but you look, you know, you don't have any...
legs.
You don't have any body or any skin. He says... Flesh wound. Of course,
it's just a flesh wound.
And of course, they're right out of
Monty Python.
Monty Python. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just hysterical. It's just...
So this is, in my opinion, I've said this before, every adult American at least should have the absolute right to ingestion, to input, and that includes steroids. If he wants to blow himself up with steroids, fine. If his heart explodes while he's hitting that last home run, then the kids will know, don't take steroids.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. But
that'll be a YouTube, baby.
It's mind-boggling to me that we got to the point of where our American heroes, our sports people, are going to be taken down to be made poster childs of this stuff.
Yeah.
And in a related thing, Michael Vick turned himself in early.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they said he's going to get 12 to 18 months, as it turns out.
Yeah, see, the thing is, Michael Vick pled open, which means you just go into the judge and say, Judge, I did it. Give me whatever you feel like.
Right. He threw himself on the mercy of the court.
Exactly.
But remember, I'm Mike Vick. Baby,
yeah, right.
I make it worth your while, man.
I go, but your blick.
It works everywhere.
That's right.
Vic's aiming to get a little bit of lighter sentence. Maybe he'll be out by football season next year.
That's right.
I'm thinking, man.
That's what I'm thinking.
Is that a prediction?
That's my no.
Oh,
backtracking. I don't think they'll do it. I think the judge will
a year
will
give, a year.
Yeah,
not
a year. So he'll miss next season, but the question is, will he be able to work out while he's in?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, will he be able to?
That's you know, Superman.
When's all he's gonna do?
Wins sprints
and with steroids.
Yeah, he
gets plenty of steroids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In jail.
As you know, all that stuff's easy to get in prison.
Jail, right.
I mean, that's normal. You how much cocaine do you want? You know, but no problem. Especially if you've got money.
So, and of course, Michael Vick's crime had to do with mistreating animals. There's another thing on our docket today.
Oh, that's right. The cat shooter.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Here's a guy.
Mistrial.
Right. Are we talking about my brother?
No.
Inside joke.
Yeah, nobody's getting that one.
Yeah.
But so this guy.
Can't incriminate him anymore.
Is an ornithologist. He's a bird watcher.
He's a birder. They call them birders.
Birders.
Whatever.
Yeah. Birder.
He goes out there with the binoculars, specialized. He watches
just the binoculars, not the AK.
No, he's a birder.
Okay.
You know, he's
a
preservation. We want all birds to be alive and so forth.
Tree hugger.
And apparently he lives near some sort of bridge where some stray cats hang out.
Right.
And he saw the cats getting a little too close to his prize birds.
Well, the ones he was watching. What happened was his neighbor.
You got your finger
his
on
neighbor
the trigger,
had,
don't you, Eric?
Cats?
No,
oh, not that big.
No. No, what happened was his neighbor had been feeding these cats. They were feral cats, like. And so the neighbor had been feeding them, felt sorry for them. But the neighbor was a catter.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And this guy's a birder.
So, Eric, so what'd they do, Eric?
So he blew away the cat.
Yeah, and he actually, like, called people to find out what he should do first.
Which buckshot should he use?
Yeah, should he call the 8th
grade? Should I use the 8th grade or should I go for the 12th grade?
He doesn't have any birdshot. He has some cat shot.
He got a slug.
Should I just use a slug?
No, he probably...
Blow his ass to the other side of the bridge.
He fills his own with a little tidy cat. He makes his own shotgun with a little tidy cat.
So does he just take out one cat?
That's not a cat shooting gun, mate.
Right.
That's a cat shooting gun.
So if there's no body, I guess.
Right, how do you prove it?
So he shoots the cat.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they arrest him.
And they book him.
And they
charge
him.
With some prosecutor.
Cruelty.
Right.
Cruelty to animals.
Right. Some prosecutor felt like it was worth taxpayer money.
Yep.
To bring this guy to justice. Buford T. Justice.
Another inside joke. Keep going.
And the jury, fortunately, thank God, even with the restrictive directions they were given, I'm sure, by the court, could not reach a decision.
I can't believe, as I said before, I can't believe the jury didn't just come out after 5 minutes and say, are you kidding me? What a waste of time.
Well, before they go back, Judge, are we on candid camera? here.
Yeah. They're recording at this.
Oh, is this Judge, your friend down there? What's her name?
Yeah, I don't know. In the same vein, I'm just as surprised they didn't come out saying guilty. You never know what kind of crazy crap can go on.
I think the only thing that saved him was the. He was sort of civil about the whole thing. Like, he wasn't like the angry cat shooter, you know. He was the saving the bird guy.
He chose a 410 instead of the 12 gauge. Come on. That's friendliness right there, baby. That's consideration.
Well, let me tell you a couple of things that he would have faced 2 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. That's the maximum sentence apparently for this. And apparently, as always, the last sentence in this article is interesting. This is from the Associated Press. A revision of the cruelty law that took effect September 1st broadens protection to stray animals, but it did not apply in this guy Stevenson's case. So apparently if he'd done this after September 1st, the instructions to the jury might have been go to jail.
Yeah, life. Yeah. Wow. Okay, you all get to decide when he goes to jail.
Life felony.
It's interesting because they went through this thing while the jury deliberated. Stevenson told the Associated Press that he thoroughly researched local and state law and thought long and hard about what to do before he killed the cat.
Aimed long and hard. Oh, no.
Yeah, I'll tell you. It's just a guy show, obviously.
Okay. What's that suit to the snipers
he
wear?
He said he decided to shoot it because he believed it was a Killing threat suit. To the birds, and he said he added that he felt sorry for the animal.
Did Jimmy say this is a guy show? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Dude, I think we're big with bikini-wearing Swedish bikini teams. We're huge.
Oh, did you see that sexy flyer girl? Like, I kicked off Southwest is going to star in Playboy.
Yeah. She already did.
Yeah. Oh, did she?
Yeah, that's Playboy. Okay, cool.
Apparently, she's a butterface, though. I don't know. Did you hear about that?
What is
that?
What? What's a butterface?
Butterface? Everything looks good, butterface.
Oh. Oh, my God.
No, she's cute. Perfect. She's cute, man. I checked her out. I mean, honey,
I didn't see it.
It reminds me, when you talk about that kind of thing that you saw where the substitute teacher undressed in front of her fourth grade class.
Now, what happened with that?
Well, what happened was they sent her home. Of course, apparently she was on some meds or something, I guess. What happened?
Really?
This is Macon, Georgia.
Hey, man, take it all off.
I'm hot teacher.
This is from Macon, Georgia.
Where is that?
Do you mind?
I got it made. So, all right, so she says she's
this is the Jack Roach show, right?
Well, yeah, this is part two, yeah.
Can I continue?
May I continue?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
Macon, Georgia. Substitute.
All right, we're back to the normal part, folks.
Substitute teacher was kicked out of a Macon area school Wednesday for partially undressing in front of students. The teacher undressed in a fourth grade classroom. Doesn't say there were any fourth graders in there. It might have been, you know, seniors. Assistant school teacher said that the woman disrobed below the waist. Ooh. Cool.
Hey, where's the crowd cheer for that one? Come on.
The substitute teacher was non-responsive to direct questions and was removed immediately from the campus.
Boo.
Let me just read this whole article. This is really funny. In a letter sent home to parents during the incident, the school was placed on a code red lockdown.
No way.
SWAT team. Students and teachers were required to go to the nearest room, lock the doors, and cover the windows. That's a code red lockdown because
they were going to bust out some whiskey and go back in there with it.
I read another article that said 18 of the students' fathers immediately requested a one-on-one meeting with the teacher.
They all declined paternity tests.
I'm going to quote Michael Keaton from Night Shift. Get out of town! Get out of town!
And wait, it goes on.
Right.
A crisis team is available to help students who were in the class during... No, seriously.
It's a crisis. I didn't get to see it. It's a crisis.
We think it was an isolated incident. The school and staff acted very quickly to deal with it. The school did an exemplary job in dealing with this unforeseen circumstance. Here's the deal. Letter home to the parents. Your poor little fourth grader crisis team, you know, was totally traumatized by the fact that this girl... And it says disrobed. Now, I don't know if she still had her pants on or just decided to show what, you know, what... Or whatever, but like,
Let me tell you something.
Here's the deal, though. Here in Alachua County, they might fire the teacher. I don't know. But the deal is, they start sex ed around the fourth grade. I don't understand what the problem is here. She could have just said it's a sex ed class.
Fire her. I think that they're not going to fire her. They're going to give her a reality show.
Well, that's it. And of course, immediately.
Put her on Playboy.
Of course, immediately. Exactly. As soon as I sent this to Hanger Dogs, what do I get back? I get the 9 pictures of the hot bitches. Teachers who have made it with their students and been, yeah. Gone to jail. I mean, there's some. I didn't get
that one, man.
Oh my God. There's some hot chicks that have done. I mean, when you look at some of these women.
And they weren't around when I was in school.
Boy, and of course, I went to guy's school.
Amen. Right.
And although I will say this, that there was definitely some approaching going on.
Oh, God. All right, let's not go anywhere near
there. And there's two other school stories we got here real quick.
Hey, Jimmy, email that to Counselor Curtis. Right?
Since last we left our heroes.
It's research, man. It's research.
A 13-year-old in Mascota, Illinois, got suspended for hugging two of her friends.
Oh, yeah.
No, we didn't. Didn't we talk about that?
No, it happened. It happened since. It happened
okay.
Since.
Life felony.
Just about.
What age? I'm sorry.
13-year-old.
13-year-old hugging.
Hugs two of her friends.
This is a girl hugging two girls.
And suspended for.
How
ever.
Long? I don't know how long.
Yeah, whatever.
How is she hugging?
2 days.
And is she hugging them fully?
No. The article said they walked out of the classroom and they were just, they're like buds and they're hugging in the hallway or something.
Maybe they're phase in life.
Register. 13-year-old.
Register list.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
1,000 feet of a school.
Oh, Jimmy.
Yeah, within 1,000 feet. Sexual activity within 1,000 feet of a school.
Uh-huh. So these girls are in trouble?
Enhancer.
These girls in trouble?
Got suspended?
Oh, yeah. A couple days. Like 2 days.
Now, and here's another one.
They got suspended because they didn't videotape it, man. And then all the kids in the class are like, man, that's suspend them, man.
Here's another. Two more school things we got. Yet another kid was suspended for drawing a picture of a gun.
Now, they're doing this on purpose now. I mean,
they're Jimmy Doan fans.
All right,
kids, the next gun, draw the initials JD on the handle.
Yeah, so we can get in trouble.
I think you better draw JR.
JR did it.
That's right. Yeah, the Jack Rhodes told him to do
Jack Rhodes gun show.
We have that on tape.
Boys and girls?
Jack Rhodes signature model.
That's right.
And then we got also.
How old was this kid? Drew the gun.
I don't have the specifics on this one, but
a bunch of research on this one.
The problem is that I typed in school kid suspended for drawing of gun, and I got a million of them. and I was like, Jesus, which one is the one we haven't talked about yet? And I couldn't find it in the last 5 minutes.
I'm surprised that JimmyDoan.com didn't come screaming to the front of this.
It's funny because you do a Google search on so many things, and we're numero uno on there, the stuff we talk about.
On everything.com.
And now we've got Gangbang Hillary. So now that we got that going for me.
That's right.
Googla boogla. No, Googla goonga.
Googla gunga.
Gunga la gunga.
Gunga gunga gudunga.
If you get that, email us.
Email us and tell us what your reference was.
Okay, now how about this one? Two kids do a public service announcement. Jack's gone here. Two kids do a public service announcement. They record themselves doing a Just Say No campaign for a class project. He takes a breath.
He's okay. Don't have to call the paramedics.
They depicted an activity they were trying to discourage.
Exactly.
They crushed up some kind of...
Sweet tarts
or whatever it was.
And snorted them.
Snorted them, right.
I don't know how much that burns.
Sounds like you've got experience.
It's just like...
Please state the nature of the medical emergency.
It's like those candy cigarettes, man. You got that, and then you crush up the... You crush up the sweet tarts, man. You got it all, dude. You be spooning up some meth before you know it.
And the only words on their videos was don't do drugs.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They were suspended. One of the students was a 4.0
student. 4.0
student. 4.0 student. Obviously,
not
right.
anymore.
Not anymore. Not no. anymore. That's right. And 10 days was the suspension,
yeah.
I think.
Cap, sex bat.
Amazing.
10 days.
Amazing.
So, no, but of course, the district's policy prohibits look-alike drugs, substances, liquids, or devices. It's so, listed in the student handbooks. Everybody knew that it was, you know, not supposed to do that. But
so bring in the big
but
sack
I love this,
of oregano.
Because everybody reads the student handbook.
Right, everybody, right, exactly. Everybody reads the student handbook. Well, I'm going to talk about that here in just a minute, too. We're going to segue into that in a second. But the one of the guys who was suspended said, I think it's a little ridiculous. I'm thinking, little? It's like, you know, let me tell you, for a 4.0 student, you know, yeah. it's like totally. Superintendent says the students weren't assigned to do a public service announcement that day, but instead took it upon themselves to produce a short video depicting drug use. So anyway, and the guy, DeBono is his name. That's the student. And he said, yeah, it's a continuing ongoing project. So it's, yeah, no, it doesn't take much.
Hey, have you tried that stuff Spice, Jack?
Spice, is that what?
Some kind of drug called Spice.
Spice.
Yeah, I'll have to forward it to you. I don't know.
Well, now, there, you know, there's they found that there's a...
They're snorting batteries, man. crazy.
Well, you know, there's a prescription drug in some eyeliner now, apparently. That's the new...
No, it's not in the eyeliner.
It's no longer over-the-counter eyeliner now.
This was just a media flash story. What happened here was there is a particular type of eye... drop prescription, which if you happen to have and you use this particular type of mascara simultaneously, yeah, you explode.
Right. Your eyeball comes.
Hey, you snort a bunch of crack?
I saw this great one. Out. There's this kid's toy called
you don't
Aqua
snort
Dots.
Crack.
Have you seen this Aqua Dots? It's like a pen, right? It had GHB in it.
Right.
GHB. Oh, that's that was right. Another thing.
Date rape drug core.
Look, okay, this is another one of the flash media stories.
Man, Snopes, is that what you're saying?
No, I'll snope it for you right here.
There was only GHB in the one that the guy tried to smuggle across the border, or what?
Yeah, no, there was GHB in the one they'd already taken, and the GHB they'd already taken.
Right.
Nobody remembers.
Right. No. Look, what happened here was there was some more plastic toys with some plastic coating, which obviously made somebody feel drowsy or disoriented, and somebody said, hey, boy, they act just like... somebody on Rufinol or something. So then they called it.
That bitch last night, it was on Rufinol.
Exactly.
She was playing with my toys.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Playing with a plastic, yeah.
Just like that.
She had brought her own plastic toy. I don't know what happened after
that. Well, that was a crock or what?
Yeah, they're
spreading this stuff.
Here's what's going on. They're going bananas over the Chinese toys.
Yeah, they are. They're going nuts.
I've seen calls all over. Los Angeles County is suing Mattel and several other toy manufacturers.
Right.
And they want fines of $2,500 per incident, like per toy, you know, which if it's a bag of marbles, that's a bunch of money, you know.
And the bag.
Yeah. You know, if it's Legos, the 3,000-piece set,
can you imagine?
You're in trouble.
These people better back off Santa Claus, because they don't realize Santa Claus is Asian.
Santa Claus is Asian.
But he's
Man, it's
but
just
he's
a good way
black.
To...
he's in the black.
No, well, it's two things. One, it's everybody that you know, made in the USA toys. They got to be out there helping to push
this. Oh, no question.
And the other thing is it's helping control the population over there in China, because all of those executives are hanging themselves.
Well, or else they're being executed.
Yeah,
let me tell you, they don't. If you think that Texas is a place where they execute people, you go to China and find out how long. You do some fraud or something, they nail you. It's out in the backyard now. Boom, done. Yeah.
When they say nail you, that's what they
mean. Not kidding.
When you get fired, you get fired.
Yeah, right. you don't want to get fired in China.
You won't pull trigger on me.
So look, the bottom line is we do not need government oversight for all these toys. Mattel, everybody's they're scrambling around right now trying to figure out what toy, if you swallowed the entire toy,
right?
You know, would it
harm
Tonka
you?
Truck? You
yeah,
know?
If you put it in, if you put the Tonka truck in the blender,
right?
And you know, threw a little sugar and everything else on it, would it hurt you?
If you mix it with poison and eat it, does it hurt you?
And some jagged metal Crustios.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
And let me tell you, if there is any doubt about the safety of the product, they will yank it in a heartbeat. No, that's why they do recalls of 10 million toys and
right.
whatever.
Well, we talked about this with the meat recall. Put the guy out of business,
right.
for God's sakes. And it's funny because when the government does something like that, they take forever to do the actual recall. But in the private sector,
they go way overboard. Let me tell you what's ironic.
Let me just tell you. In the private sector, and I'm telling you from personal knowledge here, the word recall is disastrous. To a small company, it is potentially, you know, ending your career.
Right.
One small recall, especially depending on what business you're in.
But, right.
Well, in your business, it was like a bunch of rebreathers.
Yeah, been, you know? Not good.
So is that what they call bongs these days?
The Jack Rose rebreather brand.
No, look, what's really funny is that if L.A. gets this law passed and they get all these restrictions against Mattel and all the U.S. toy makers,
yeah.
and they go out of business, the only place we'll be able to get toys is from China.
That's right. And you can see right now, that especially around Christmas time, I'm sorry, there's no toys available, Mrs. So-and-so, and you know, for little 4 and 6 year old Rugrats. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you want to see a march on Washington?
Yeah.
Martin Luther King had nothing on this. I'll tell you right now. You get a bunch of PMS mothers up there, you got a problem, buddy. I'm telling you, they would be running for the hills.
No Tickle Me Elmo this season.
Is that the plastic toy you're talking about?
No, Transformers. Who the hell knows?
Okay, so anyway, I'm gonna move on just a little bit talking about schools again. I'm sitting here holding in my hand. This was published in the Gainesville Sun on November 19th, and this is the proposed constitutional amendment to be voted on January 29th, 2008. Notice of election. This is a full page, and it's like 10-point type. This is a full page.
It's a big page. You can't scan that.
No, you can't scan it.
No, it's
newspaper
like,
size page.
Right. It's 2.5 by 11 wide, and I don't know. 14 feet 24 inches.
20, yeah, right. Yeah. That's right. It's like a scroll from right, the, you know, right. whatever it is. I mean, it's long. Anyway, and this is the constitutional revision that they're going to vote on. It has to do with...
In relationship to the U.S. Constitution, how big is it?
It's about twice the size.
Okay, so this is an amendment.
No, this is an amendment
okay.
to the Florida Constitution. It literally is about the size of the U.S. Constitution. I'm serious. And this is simply an amendment. Now, the reason I bring this up is because I also didn't make it today. They had a school board meeting, and I know some of the people down there.
They know you.
They know me, right, mm-hmm. which is one of the reasons I didn't go.
But they had a television set on.
They did have it on TV. They don't always do that, but I did watch a piece of it. But the point is that, as I mentioned before, by the school board's own glowing report, 60% of the 10th graders read below grade level, 30% of them are illiterate. Now, this has been going on for quite some time. The statistics have not gotten any better. The point being that the people who have, if you look at this thing, it's maybe, I don't know, 2,000-4,000 words, this proposed amendment. And I've read through part of it. It is lawyerese. It will be condensed on the ballot down to 50 or 60 words or 70 words. It'll be approved by a judge that'll try and summarize these.
One 100-word sentence.
Right, one 100-word sentence. Right, I'm serious. No, that's what it has on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
It will, however, be decided by, it'll say something like vote yes on number one or vote no on number one, mm-hmm. yard signs all
Quite
over
Quite a
town.
Condensation from the original manuscript.
Right, exactly. It'll be down to, you know, it'll be down to one word. And that's what people, and the reason is
yes.
nobody's going to read this. I read it. Jimmy, of course, in responsible individual.
But you can read it.
Well, Jimmy, even you admit it, you didn't read the whole thing.
No, I didn't.
I read enough
to get the gist
so
of it.
If Jimmy's not reading the whole thing, nobody.
Right.
I will definitely second that motion.
Nobody.
So anyway, the point being that the people that they expect to vote on this cannot read it. Literally cannot read it. And interestingly enough, two things. One, I've yellow lined in here the exemptions to this. This has to do with our homestead exemption and reduction of taxes and so forth. One of the problems we've had here in Florida is the same thing they had in California, and that is they had a Save Our Homes amendment, which meant that as long as you stayed in your house, your taxes couldn't go up an inordinate amount. Because with the rising property values here in Florida, people's taxes were going up doubling and tripling every year because of the assessments. So people were being, especially since it's a retirement state, a lot of old farts, you know, got together, said, whoa, you are forcing us out of our homes just because of the taxes. We've paid for it. We've lived our life. I'm 74 years old, and all of a sudden my taxes went from $300 to $3,000, and I can't afford it on my fixed income. So they passed this several years ago, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, Save Our Homes, and it was probably 10 years ago anyway, at least. And the deal was that if you were in your house, they could not raise your property taxes too much. Well, of course, needless to say, no good deed goes unpunished. Law of unintended consequences. And what's happened here in Florida is with the rise in property values, you can't move anymore.
Right.
Literally, if you sell your house, the person moving into your house, their taxes go from $4,000 to $14,000. So it stops them from buying your house. And if you wanted to move even into a smaller place, your taxes go from $2,000 to $10,000 because of it's a step up type of, so step up assessment. So what they're trying to do is, instead of repealing the whole damn thing and starting over and letting the market do it, no. We don't want to do that. They have this. I'm holding this up so you can see it in the microphone. This 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 word amendment to try and fix it. Needless to say, it ain't going to do it. And what they're trying to we don't have to go into any great detail about how it attempts to fix it, but it is a super Band-Aid on top of a Band-Aid on top of a Band-Aid. Interestingly enough, your property taxes, again, are supposed to be held down so that this is the ostensible thing. You have a choice on how you can do your property taxes if this thing passes. Interestingly enough about this, who is exempted from raising taxes? That is to say, which organization do you think, even though the city or the county or the state or whoever it is can't raise your
property? The school board!
Exactly right! The school board taxes
ding, ding, ding,
are exempt. That is, and if you look on the Florida tax thing, this is so funny. They have managed to get this in here. When you get your tax bill, the school board, the library, and the water district are broken out separately. And the school board, not the water district and not the library, has got an exemption in this thing.
It's for the children.
And it's for the children, and it's because they're doing such a great job. Now, think about this for a second. If you didn't know better, you might almost think this is a plot. Here is an organization that, by their own glowing admission, takes kids who read, who are 30% below grade level in the third grade, and rises it to 60% below grade level by the 10th grade. And we don't know what it is at graduation, but I do know that the most popular course out here at Santa Fe Community College is remedial reading, because in order to get into the college. I mean, you have to take a remedial course. So here's the deal. We're going to give the organization who arguably is responsible for illiteracy in this county more money.
Well, and no, they're going to do it to themselves. What they're going to do is they fail to educate these people, then they get those people to vote in an exemption for themselves.
Exactly. Let me put it this way.
Where's Alex Jones when we need
him? Well, you might actually think of this as kind of a conspiracy if you
didn't
know better. I mean, I wouldn't believe it for a second, because I know these people are noble and it's all for the children. But when you look at this on its face, it looks suspiciously conspiratorial.
Unbelievable. Here's something else for the children. Are you done with that?
Yep, done.
Here's something else for the children. Sesame Street has come out on DVD this week. The very first three seasons.
Really?
And guess what they come with?
A dildo.
Warning label.
Warning?
What does the warning label say?
Racial thing.
May not be suitable for
Children.
Oh,
yeah.
No, yes, it's true.
Oh, my God.
You can't believe it, but it is true. And guess why? There's a character on there who's kind of dirty, and he's not real nice. And
Oscar.
Yeah.
Oscar the pimp grouch.
There's a grouchy person on there.
Right.
My gosh.
Thing. And so he presents a bad
oh,
image.
My God.
I'm not kidding.
Just because his house looks like Jimmy's house.
I would dream of being in Oscar's house, actually.
Oscar had it all.
He had it all. I'll tell you, he was in a palace compared to this place.
All right, so what does the warning say?
It literally says may not be suitable for
small children or for children.
Well, I didn't read it exactly, but
children are by definition small.
Look at that, and also because the Cookie Monster was shown. They did a mock Masterpiece Theater in Monsterpiece Theater, and he's there in the smoking jacket with a pipe.
Ooh,
yeah.
Hey,
and
man.
So they don't want to be showing no Cookie Monster with no pipe.
That's why.
Levels, you don't want to see that, I guess.
Now let me get this straight. Is this the first three seasons of Sesame Street that aired back in the early 70s?
Oh, 69.
Oh, the 60s. Okay. Cool.
And my 11-year-old summed it up pretty good. oh my God, that is so freaking stupid.
That is,
she's so smart.
I mean, out of the mouths of babes. No, yeah, seriously. That's it. Emperor has no clothes.
But the parents like me, man, I'm gonna buy it. You know, I'm gonna enjoy going back
absolutely. And
watching Cookie Monster in the smoking jacket.
Well, you know, it's funny because when you think about it, you probably did watch this originally.
Yeah, no question about it. I know the episode you're talking about. Monster Peace Theater, man.
What is funny about this? I think, when went Back to the Future and they're watching the Jackie Gleason show.
Yeah, right.
And he says, "Oh, I've seen this."
It's live.
this is the same thing. Oh my God, you guys watched it live.
Oh yeah,
I would imagine that I plopped my kids down in front of that too.
Absolutely,
I would imagine that.
And they turned out just fine.
Yeah, well, the jury is still out on that one.
Well, hey, okay. Speaking of being parents that plop your kids down, did you see the Oregon parents were indicted because they dropped their son off at a skate park?
Well, the kid was 6 years old.
He was 10, wasn't he?
I think it was 6. No, it was 6 here. Let me just see here. 6-year-old son fractured his skull after his father dropped him off at a skateboard park. Has been indicted on felony criminal mistreatment.
Felony charges.
Felony criminal mistreatment, yeah.
Folks, because that's obviously what he intended.
Charged with child neglect and misdemeanor in the October incident. Dan said his wife was stunned and frustrated by the charges. I said they had no idea it was illegal to leave the boy. Of course, that's, you know, not a thing. And his 9-year-old brother alone at the Bear Creek skate park. Yeah. I don't think I'm guilty of a crime. I may have made an error in judgment. Okay. So the Child Protective Services workers has told him that he could not be alone with his sons.
Yeah. They'll shelter those kids.
Well, he works in real estate and she works at the community college. Oh. And they often leave the boys alone at a skate park for a few hours, 9 and 6 years old. And of course,
he left the 6-year-old with his 9-year-old brother.
Well, it says, but if the children are younger than 10,
right?
The prosecutors have discretion to decide whether leaving them alone is a criminal conduct. And of course, they're both 9 and 6, so they're both under 10. The prosecutors decide to make Nifong look good.
Poor parenting, no question about it. But a felony, I don't think so.
Yeah. Hey, let me tell you, like you say, it's poor parenting. This is somewhat different though from feeding your kids crack and beating them up.
Yeah.
I mean, he dropped them off at a skate park, for God's sakes. As he said, the parents have suffered enough.
He was coming back.
Yeah.
You know,
had done it before, which of course was probably a mistake to admit that.
And understandably, you know, he admits it was a made an error in judgment. But, you know, the kids were wanting to do this. They were telling him, we're going to be okay. I'm going to watch my little brother. All that.
Right.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Boom. Ridiculous.
Well, of course, if you can be 8 years old or 9 years, or was it 9 and 11 to be accused of rape?
Eight, nine years old and accused
of raping an 11-year-old.
The boys, right?
The boys, is, right. Yeah. That boys was another story. I mean, they hauled them in.
What state are we talking about?
I forget.
Georgia?
No, in Georgia you get married at that age.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
to your brother and sister.
That's right.
That's sex ed.
Yeah, that's sex ed.
It's right outside of Atlanta.
I don't know where it is. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, in Georgia.
And it is Georgia. Well, I'm surprised because I would think that they would have just said it's okay.
Ackworth,
yeah,
Georgia.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Anyway, the point is that we're talking about kids that are 8 and 9 years old. Here we are talking about 6 and 9 for the skateboard thing. I mean, in the old days, and I mean not that old days, but this is mischief. This is something that's covered very easily. Child Protective Services doesn't show up. It's bad enough. You know, you spank the kids, you take them out, you do whatever it is. But I mean, God, you don't put them in an orange jumpsuit in jail, for God's sakes.
Well, and I have heard that they are recharging, they're refiling charges as juveniles.
So what?
Well, yeah, I mean, they'll still have to answer on their college application. Have you ever been charged with a felony? Oh, yes. Was it a sex crime? Oh, yeah. It was rape. Well, sorry. Need not apply.
Right. No, yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable. And don't get me wrong. It's a bad thing. But I don't see how this is going to benefit society, if you want to call it that in any way, to lynch these kids. I mean, this way.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's over the top. I mean, well, who knows? We'll see what happens.
So the 11-year-old girl didn't like it. I mean, of course, I was wondering about it. Shut up.
We got it. There's a great quote right there.
Yeah, there's a great quote right there.
Jimmy
get her,
says.
Get her done. No, the
keeps it going, baby.
Keeps it going.
This is the new clip on the front page. Yeah.
No, I just, I'm
always ahead of the curve.
Jimmy Doan Show.
I'm just stunned that an 8-year-old could, you know, get it up. I mean, no
right,
offense, but
right.
Keep it going, Jimmy.
I wouldn't call that penetration.
Jimmy Doan.
Oh. Jimmy Doan Show.
Oh, man.
Jack Rhodes is denying anything to do with this whole thing.
Jimmy Doan.
Suddenly it's not the Jack Rhodes Show anymore.
Jack Pound away to shut up Jack Rhodes.
That's it. Oh. Stray off the plantation of Tad. Jack Rhodes says, Jack who?
That's right.
I love it. Oh, God, that's good.
Hey, this is Laura, and you just listened to part 2 of the November 20th Jimmy Doan Show. If you need part 3, go to jimmydoan.com or your favorite podcast directory.